This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Didn't we? There would be no announcement when I jumped on the air on November 3rd, sliding into November 4, as to who would be the President of the United States. Would it be two terms for President Donald Trump or the former Vice President Joe Biden? Does he take 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? And what the answer is? We don't know. Too close to call, too many votes left to be tallied up. Arizona, Florida, Pennsylvania is a big one. Ohio is a very, very big one. And you can look at all the numbers on the electoral maps that you want. If I went with what I think is the most common one, I would say that Joe Biden right now has 213 in the race to 270 to Trump's 118. But in some of those states that have not announced, just too close to call or not all the votes nearly enough counted. In some of those areas, there are counties where the president should pull some pretty big numbers. The most interesting state right now in play is Pennsylvania because of the western areas where the president pulls really, really well, still more to be reported, and also Philadelphia, which pulls heavily Democratic, and especially when it comes to absentee ballots. And according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, which is the paper of record in that city, there's at least 2 million of those, 2 million of those to be counted. And Michigan, you knew it wasn't going to happen. You told everybody to take a deep breath and back off, because any anxiety issues, any of that, you knew it was not going to be fully reported and it would be too close to call what's happening in Michigan. Some areas like Detroit goes Democratic, and other areas on the map you could talk about what in Michigan has happened so far. But it's still, again, where so many people are listening to us in the great state of Michigan, it's just there's too much happening as far as this record-breaking turnout and the full results that probably, according to what the state house is saying, probably you're looking at another 24 hours or so until we know what happens for sure in Michigan. In fact, what's so interesting is Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, the Democrats wanted to start processing and counting mail ballots before Election Day. The Republicans refused, because they said this isn't the tradition, this isn't what happens. So there's no way to know the winner. It was never going to be. If it was close, if it was a landslide, or at least there were so many electoral votes just out of reach, then that would be a different thing. Wisconsin immediately said maybe an hour or 2 hours ago that there's no way they're going to announce a winner tonight. Michigan needs until maybe Friday. Pennsylvania's not happening either. It's like waiting for Punxsutawney Phil in the Keystone State. Shadow or no shadow, we'll see when it's going to be. So cool your jets, because I can only go back to the Magic 8 Ball so many times and get the same reply, ask again later. I mean, this is it. Michigan had been pretty reliably in the past blue in choosing a president for 25 years until 2016. And that's when Donald Trump really shook things up. And that's changed the face of so many areas in counties in Michigan. So you look at this point where it is with 50% of the estimated vote total reported, and you've got the percentages for Donald Trump is 54%, just slightly over that, and Joe Biden, 44%. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks for joining us on this very strange 2020 presidential election, and some other important races, too, that we're going to be talking about. The Senate, it is just at this point, the Senate control is now, this is with definites in, 43 Democrats, 43 Republicans. But there are some Senate races to be determined, and some in a runoff election, like in Georgia. So with that may hold in the balance of control until maybe December. I mean, that balance might just be sitting there until then. Interesting. Absentee ballots in Milwaukee, I was just getting this in from somebody, they're not going to be reported until after 5 a.m. It's a very nerve-wracking time for Americans because so much is riding on this election for so many people who absolutely want the president to win again and people who absolutely want to see the president booted. I mean, it is a slugfest. This is a tight battle for the White House. Make no mistake about it. Any Republican pundit worth their salt, and the same for any Democratic pundit. I'm saying those that went into that profession as the mouthpieces who had been behind the scenes running campaigns for long enough, all of them will tell you that very, very same thing. I mean, even though Biden numbers-wise might have the lead in the Electoral College votes, there's still the magic number, which the magic number is 270. And the president holds a lead in Florida, a very big lead. If Biden had peeled that away or it had peeled Michigan away, it might be a different story. So just too close to call. Arizona may flip. Some are calling this McCain's revenge. Senator McCain, of course, a Republican, and then his problems with the president. Some are saying this is McCain's revenge because it's unheard of for Arizona. But Arizona, many of you listening to us in that great state, our pals at KVOI in Tucson, and there they are on the edge of their seats, an 8% point lead the former vice president has, 75% of the ballots, my latest numbers counted. That could be a state that that the former VP pulls. But still heavily in play and could be game changers. Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. So this is going to stretch for a few days. It's such an unorthodox election night. Very, very. It looks like one would shoot up to a lead, one, and then another one would shoot up to a lead. And because you've got batches of mail-in and early votes that are being counted, and that's the drama that has shifted from one side to the other, blue versus red, etc. Hey, coming up this hour, your thoughts. Oh, the mailbag was flooded. And more with COVID and the swing states as we continue on this election night.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the payment system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon says.
This year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
Hurricanes and beignets for breakfast.
Yeah, hurricanes and beignets for breakfast. Hurricanes of a different sort, although Hurricane Ada made landfall as a Cat 4 storm. Where are you saying? Not in the United States. That would just be too much to bear, wouldn't it? Hey, everybody, once again, Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us. You can flip me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, or jam on these numbers, 855-266-5283. Like Madam Cleo, remember her? Late night a couple of decades ago. Oh, she could tell you everything about the future. I thought it was easy to say we're not going to know who's winning this on election night. But I got a lot of calls today, and from Democratic friends and Republican friends, strategists, people really in the game who don't want to come on the air for various reasons because of campaigns they're running and they lost or they narrowly won. But both of those two pals said, oh, look for a landslide. It's a landslide. People are tired. People are tired of what's happening, and they're tired of Donald Trump. And then 10 minutes later, I get another phone call. Oh, it's going to be socialism. It'll be, the nation would just be crippled. You wait and see. Everybody's going to vote for Trump that can, and he's going to easily win, and you're wrong. We're going to know the winner. Well, of course, we don't know the winner. We know the polling system isn't completely accurate, especially the state polls, because what the polls were saying in so many cases, like Michigan, Biden in a couple of polls was predicted to take it by at least 10 points. And it certainly hasn't turned out that way, and who knows what ultimately happens there. I keep saying it, but that is one of the important states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Florida's big for Donald Trump, and I guess he just crushed it in some areas that he didn't necessarily last time, and that's made part of the difference. And so you just got to cool your jets, because we may not really know until we head into the weekend. And even then, you know, both sides are lawyered up to challenge whatever the challenge might be, especially if it's razor thin margin. I don't think it's going to be what we saw with Al Gore and Bush and the whole hanging chads in Florida thing. But I do think it's going to be days, and maybe even a longer than that, again, depending on the counting and just how close it is. All right, I feel like, Ada, I got to give you the payoff for that and tell you that, yes, Central America, disastrous. It just kind of crawled slowly up the northeastern side of Nicaragua. The winds were up to 140 miles an hour. Landfall just south of a place called Puerto Cabezas. And just reminded me of some of what we've seen in the Gulf Coast. Extreme rain and catastrophic winds and life-threatening storm surge. The floods are what's so awful. I mean, the strongest storms of the hurricane season of 2020, Ada and Laura, the strongest ones, and wild that we still had to dip into that Greek alphabet because there were so many storms. So most of the country experienced, thank goodness, mild weather heading to the polls to cast ballots for the 2020 presidential election. In the Northeast, there was some snow in western Pennsylvania and New York, which went to Joe Biden, the electoral votes there. And I'll talk about the blue and the red, what it looks like on the map as it is now. But nothing horrific, certainly nothing like what those that were in the pathway of Hurricane Ada saw, because pretty violent and leaving those floodwaters that take seemingly forever to recede, which, of course, is a big, big, big part of the problem. All right, I'll say it again. I'll call it the early electoral lead goes to Joe Biden, but there's still so much to be counted. I'm seeing some things kind of slide a little bit, like switching directions. I looked at some Senate seat results, and again, what I'm seeing the latest is Republicans 45, Democrats 42, and it's, you know, 51 for control, the way that that's looking. But in seeing what the projected, and again, these are, remember, it's always about projected winners. So it's not always definite. That's why it's hard to call. That's why Texas hasn't really been called, although it really seems to be leaning toward Trump. It's kind of like a light red, I'll call it. Florida, same thing. Georgia, same thing. North Carolina, same thing. And what about, you know, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan? And for those of you who live in Iowa, boy, you are a finicky bunch. It's just, you go where you feel like the flow is, because sometimes overwhelmingly some of the same counties that seem to be tried and true Democrat flip to Republican and vice versa. All right, so no surprise, right? Massachusetts, blue, Biden, Connecticut, for those of you listening there, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, D.C., that was inevitable. Virginia, it looks like. Illinois, same thing. New Mexico, Colorado was a surprise. The 9 electoral college votes there, coming out of there, I thought could have gone in the other direction. California, a lot of California listeners, you knew where this was headed once the votes came in officially. California, blue. Oregon, blue. Washington, blue. Arizona leaning toward Biden in the count, but there's still much more to be counted. So if we looked at what I think is the poll that's worth looking at, is when people leave the polls and they'll answer questions, so you can get a sense of, well, what really swayed somebody, especially if they changed the way they voted, what was it that mattered the most? And for Joe Biden, the top issue was racial inequality and coronavirus pandemic. That's not a surprise. And it's important to contain the coronavirus. That was another question that was up. Those three were right up there. And that's of the people that he gained that were non-white, some college or less, Hispanic / Latino. The top issue, health care, ages 18 to 29, that was big. For Donald Trump, the top issue was, what do you think? The economy. Where did he gain even more? White evangelical Christians. The thought more important to rebuild the economy. Top issue, crime and safety. Huge. So voters are concerned about what we said. The economy, the pandemic, racial inequality. That's the main three that I think it's safe to say the preliminary results from national and state exit polls, very different. Edison Research does them. They tell you what mattered to you, how'd you vote, boom. So all this anxiety, litigation possibilities, and battleground states that are undecided at this point. About a third of voters said the economy, the most important issue in their vote for president. Because why? No work, not enough do-re-mi. Getting some help in the beginning, not being able to find the right kind of job, losing a really big job, having a lot of mouths to feed, trying to make a decision. Oh, do I keep a roof over my head or do I buy food? This is difficult. So that I get it. 2 in 10 said the coronavirus or racial inequality were their top issue, and smaller shares of these exit polls named crime or health care policy. So what does that tell you? 2 in 10 said the coronavirus. So the most important issue, it seems as though, was the economy, the economy, the economy. And it goes back to the not being able to make a living. For President Trump's voters, period, anyone who voted for Trump, 6 in 10 said the economy was absolutely their most important issue. And for the Biden voters, the coronavirus pandemic or racial inequality. So this is no surprise, the way this has played out. No surprise whatsoever. Will Michigan be a surprise? Will Pennsylvania be a surprise? Pennsylvania is very, very big. And I don't see if in those states that I mentioned, if Joe Biden doesn't take a few of those, how the president doesn't have a clear path to getting the votes that he needs for those two terms. Go to the mailroom. Meet you there.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. More states are calling winners in the race for the White House. President Trump taking Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Kentucky, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and West Virginia. Joe Biden taking Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and Vermont. Protesters gathering outside the White House, which added extra security for election night. President Trump and members of the First Family are watching the election returns from the East Wing. As far as those protests go, Biden surrogate Pete Buttigieg reminds everyone.
The role of those who lose, accepting the results, that's actually one of the most important functions in democracy.
Mayor Pete speaking there on Fox News. Joe Biden watching the election returns from his home state of Delaware. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The outcome of the election could come down to Pennsylvania, but all the votes there won't be counted until Friday. Several counties have said they won't start mail-in ballots until tomorrow because there aren't enough workers. President Trump and Joe Biden see the state and its 20 electoral votes as essential. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner reminding everyone,
every vote needs to be counted. A vote for Donald Trump needs to be counted. A vote for Joe Biden needs to be counted. A vote for anyone needs to be counted. That is how our system works. And then, after they are counted, we will figure out who won.
In two Senate races of note, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn defeated his challenger by over 4.4 million votes, and South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham holds on to his Senate seat by defeating Jamie Harrison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mail bag. Let's dig in the mail bag.
We're here in the mailbag. This one is from Sam. Hey, Kate, I knew you were going to be right. All my friends said this would be a landslide for Joe Biden. I laughed at them and said, are you kidding me? It is about that issue of the virus, the economy, and everything in between, and who you think will do a better job. Not a referendum on whether you think they're fabulous and classy and moral and amazing and everything else, but that who would run the country the best in this situation. So, of course, it's too close to call. I just gave all the reasons why. The counting in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan stretches for at least a day, maybe longer, till Friday. Da-da-da-da-da. Tamper your expectations for a definite, right? I did see that this is definite, that Donald Trump has won Ohio, and that's 18 electoral votes. So maps are switching when you look at, looking at the electoral votes. But, you know, right now it's, let's just say percentages, Biden has 49.7% to Donald Trump's 48.7%. I mean, could it be any closer? Razor thin, my friends. It is a fight for the Senate, though. That's it. Republicans and Democrats are really duking that out. I mentioned some of those numbers already. The House, they got it. They have the majority. That means they being the ones who still were in power, which would be the Democrats, so nothing has changed there. And one thing I will say, when we look at a couple of things that happened in the Senate, Hickenlooper in Colorado, boom, he's in, of course, Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, in Alabama, Tuberville also in, so I don't think that, you know, that he's the current leader anyway, so I think that stays. But there was so much fear heading into Election Day that there was going to be violence or protests or nastiness, and you know what, that was not the case. That did not happen. I mean, there might have been some rallies. There was a big rally in Graham, North Carolina, but it wasn't a nasty rally anyway. And many of the polling centers reported just minor problems, but mostly technical issues. But there was the proper distance allowed for electioneering and routine inconveniences. But the widespread fear of unrest did not happen on Tuesday. So, yay, America, living up to better expectations than the low expectations some had of the United States. All right, let's jump on another one. This one is from Paula, and she says, hey, Kate, I have to tell you that it's not a surprise that we don't know who is president, whether it's President Trump again or Joe Biden stole it away from him, because this is 2020, isn't it? And 2020 means there's lots of wait and see. So once again, we're waiting to see what will happen. And I think the economy and fears of, if Biden loses, the economy fears of that not coming to fruition, that he wouldn't be able to do what Trump did in 2016, especially in the Rust Belt, probably didn't help Joe Biden because of the emphasis on other things, of uniting everybody as Americans, which isn't a bad thing. But so many people, as you said on your show, what's in your wallet affected so many people. I think that as much as there's the fear, don't want the virus, all of that, there's the fear that you'll never be able to make the kind of money you were making before to be able to take care of your family. Well, I said it. I said, you know, with these exit polls, that's what a lot of it was showing. I mean, it was the three things. But certainly the economy weighed heavily on a lot of people that voted on Election Day. And then I got this one from Mac Attack, and he says, yo, Kate, how about this deal about these sweeps in these postal districts, because there's some ballots that couldn't be traced. Did you hear that story? And I guess they're doing everything to do what they can do. Yes, I did hear about this story, of course. The U.S. Postal Service turned down a federal judge's order to sweep mail processing facilities that were serving like 15 states, saying that they would stick to their inspection schedule. The order came after the agency disclosed that 300,000 ballots nationwide couldn't be traced, of course. So anyway, the U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan of the District of Columbia on Tuesday had given the mail agencies until 3:30 to conduct all clear checks to ensure that any found ballots could be delivered before the polls closed. His order affected 12 postal districts spanning 15 states. But in that filing that was sent to the court just before 5, the Justice Department attorneys representing the Postal Service said they would not be able to do that to accommodate those inspectors' schedules. So with the constraints and whatnot, when they disclosed that they couldn't have find those ballots nationwide, of course, more cries of scams and problems at the Postal Service began. And voting right advocates worried that hundreds of thousands of votes would be trapped in the mail system. So where does this all end up? I think there'll be more questions about that, about the processing of the mail and what happened and why are the ballots stuck and where are the ballots, and that, especially if it's in one area that's like a real battleground area, then you can imagine what the tone would be like for that. Joe Biden decided that he would speak because there was a question as to whether he would speak, especially not knowing what had happened. But he's in Wilmington, Delaware, where he's from, and he is going to say a few words. So we'll find out what he has to say. But that's kind of a surprise because it seemed as though nobody was going to say anything until the all clear had happened and we knew what who was going to be declared the winner. So there you go. Right? Man, anxiety times 10 for many of you. And I got that one from Philly Phil, who says, "Yo, Kate, hometown girl, I found you through a buddy of mine, and I like your throwbacks to the city of brotherly love. And it seems as though there's still many votes to be counted, and you know how different Pennsylvania is. It is like a Jekyll and Hyde situation. Because you grew up in this area, you understand exactly what I'm saying." Oh, yeah, but the president gets that. His people get that. That if I'm his campaign strategist, you go right back to the areas that you got the votes for the last from the last time around, and you go there, you go. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, how many rallies did the president have in the last 24 hours, and how many times did he go back to Pennsylvania and western parts of Pennsylvania? So while the Philly results won't be in tonight, highly unlikely because of so many absentee ballots that have to be counted, what about the rest of Pennsylvania? And that's why it's so nip and tuck there. Oh, man, impossible to completely call at this point. So Joe Biden's nostalgic trip through Pennsylvania, he's got to wait it out. It's like he's waiting for that answer, and he's not getting that answer. So just like the president, who had high hopes waiting, too, as well. And as we are in the mailbag, I will tell you that Joe Biden and his wife, Jill, the former VP, he is about to address a crowd in Delaware. Of course, there's not anything to declare at this point because it's too close to call, and there's still many votes that have to be counted. And while the president has won his share of electoral votes, and so has Biden, the key states are still in play. Because if I look at Pennsylvania now, it leans a little toward the president. North Carolina, same thing. Georgia, same thing. Florida, no surprise, definitely there. Michigan, Wisconsin, and Iowa, and, of course, Texas. So all of those are very, very big. The usual states that the president easily picked up last time, he did this time. The Dakotas, Nebraska, Wyoming, Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio. That was a big one. That was close. West Virginia, for our friends listening, West Virginia, there was no doubt there. South Carolina, you get it. Montana, Idaho, Utah, and Wyoming. And then the rest, there's still some waiting going on for all the states that I mentioned. But it looks like Arizona's leaning toward Biden. We'll see if that definitely happens. All right, one last one. This one is from Tom. And Tom says, "Kate, give me some good news. Isn't there something other than this crazy, insane election that we could be talking about?" And I know you do talk about other things on the show. How about good movies? Yeah, there's a bunch of good movies that are set to come out this fall in the next month or so. Will people go to the theater to see Wonder Woman 1984? Will they go and do that? Will they go back to the theater and see Tom Cruise as the new version of Top Gun, the sequel after these many decades later? I don't know. Hang with us.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options, so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Feel it. Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so happens to me. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it, pieces of meat.
All right, how are you feeling? Are you on edge? Apparently, that's it. We're all nervous, we're on edge, and we're tired of waiting. So, insomnia be damned. Do some stretches. Pretend you know how to do yoga. Downward dog. Just do some stretches. How about that? Right? Seriously, that's supposedly the thing to do if you can't fall asleep, is to figure out a way to work in, I don't know, a little yoga. So you've heard this already, that it's just too tight to call at this point. And that's that. It's not going to happen on the 3rd, the 4th, maybe not the 5th. They're not even sure. That could go beyond. Maybe it could go even beyond that. It doesn't feel like it to me. It feels like the drama, the suspense will end within the next handful of days. But I guess it depends on the count. I can't predict what those absentee ballots will hold in Philly and what the other western counties will do in you know, in Pennsylvania, because all of that drives into it, feeds into it, you know, for sure. So, again, it's just a guessing game, and I can talk to everyone in my Rolodex, and we've brought them on the show for you, and they're saying the same thing, that it is a guessing game, too early to tell. I think the shocker is for people who were anti-Trump, thinking that, oh, there's just no way anyone's going to tolerate this tweeting, the things that have happened, COVID, all of that, that it would just be an avalanche in the opposite direction with enough of the big states, and that didn't happen. And everything, you know, depending on what you were reading, everything that you saw was pretty much kind of going in the direction of, wow, the polls, they have Biden ahead by 10, by 8, by whatever. And we, of course, went through the polls. And as I said, there's a reason why people pay a lot of money for pollsters, but some of the state polls were definitely broken. There's no question, because now this is two elections in a row. But I thought all along we would not have a winner. I've said that on the show many, many times, and it would be too tight to call, and of course that's exactly what it is. And why? Because it's exactly where we are as a nation. Polarized, my team, your team, who you playing for, who you voting for, all of that vitriol, all the things that we have seen, especially in 2020, it's just showing up at the votes. So it's not a surprise if you really looked at that face value, just look at it, and then you completely understand, you know, what I mean. So just to add some more mystery, drama, and curiosity into the mix, I'm calling this my mic drop moment. So what happens, and this has happened before, of course, a mysterious aircraft. You see it through the skies. You can't decide, what is it? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a drone? And that's what happened. This, I guess it's an RQ-180 drone. And it surfaced on Instagram on Sunday, and then it disappeared. So naturally, people wondered, whoa, well, this is something from outer space, and that's why it was pulled off Instagram. Because how could it possibly be flying like that in broad daylight? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Maybe there's something secret going on. Maybe it's not what we think this aircraft looks like. Maybe. So that's the mic drop moment, that so many people actually thought it was some kind of alien aircraft. Give me a break. If you look at a drone, if you look at a polecat, it's 130 feet, the wingspan. The wingspan of the polecat is about 90 feet. So the Air Force doesn't acknowledge the existence of the RQ-180 drone, but a number of factors seem to support the theory, including what we saw on Instagram, of its existence and even operational deployment. So, I don't know. What is, you got to recognize what it is. What are we looking at with the naked eye? It's certainly, I think you can rule out a flying saucer. It's not a flying saucer, although conspiracy theories can be very, very fun. So I'm going to say whoever launched that, bravo, because you gave people something else to talk about. And that's why it's the mic drop moment, because this mysterious drone that was photographed over California took people away from the constant pounding of what's going to happen. What are you doing? Do you see what's happening? Do you see what they said down the street? Do you see that the yard signs are being stepped on? My goodness, people, at the end of the day, we're all Americans who are voting in this election. Come on. So you got to stick it out for at least a couple more days to find out who wins the election. And ultimately, do we have a part two of the president? Or, as I said before, it's just simply that. Or is it Joe Biden who's moving on in and moving on up? And we don't know. Although Joe Biden, in his address to the nation a mere 15 minutes ago, said we're on track to win. You know, there's no votes to go after now. Everybody has voted, so it's not a stump speech. It's just a rallying the troops speech, I suppose. But, again, you look at the numbers, and the president came out on top again in Ohio. That looked like earlier, maybe it goes either way. And, you know, in you've got crowds that are gathering near the White House for protests and others that are there to buoy the president, I guess. So hundreds of people gathering with a little bit of clashes breaking out, but nothing that was terrible. No big tussles anywhere, actually. Pretty peaceful. A few disorderly conducts were issued, but that's it. There were officers on bikes. They were trying to move through packed crowds and do what they had to do in D.C. And, of course, knowing there was a wall outside of the gate, they built kind of a little bit of a wall, knowing that whatever the outcome is, there could be crowds that would gather and there would be perhaps lots of chanting and maybe something would get carried away. I mean, who knows, you know, period. But it didn't get out of control. Nothing got out of control. So that's the good news. Whether it was blue or red you were hoping to see, at least we did not have an election night marred by rioting and looting and anything else that has happened in the name of justice, which I call fake on some of that, because sadly, those that are peaceful demonstrators and have every right to do it and should do it, should let their voices be heard, then they get clumped into the, you know, other category. By the way, the president has tweeted that he, too, is going to make a statement shortly. So he's been paying attention, and he's going to make, he's going to say something. He's going to talk to America. Trump's first tweet of the night came when Biden made his remarks, and he said, "We're up big." And that was 8-10 minutes ago. We're up big. Kamala Harris is speaking tomorrow, so now I wonder if Mike Pence will speak for the president or with the president or who knows. Perhaps that will happen. Pennsylvania, the place of Joe Biden's birth, win or lose. Boy, it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up right now. It's all about waiting, and playing that game. So if you feel like you're on a tight rope, take a deep breath, because you're going to be on that rope for a long time, or at least a couple more days anyway. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. You can always hit me up 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.